I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Football is just like life. You have to give it your best shot, take the best, and survive the rest.
Is that it for the podcast today?
That's it. That's a quote from the great Terry Venables.
That's what we're starting off with. That's what we're kicking off.
We're starting with that. That's a quote from Terry Venables, who passed away during the weekend. And of course, Tottenham legend, managed around Europe, managed England, managed Australia. So a very missed character, no doubt, in the football world. Do you remember Euro 96? No, sorry, you're born in 94.
I would have been four years old, or something.
Are you 94?
94.
Yeah, no, 94 to 96 is two.
What are those numbers? Well, they're all the same.
Yeah, sorry, you don't remember that. But I don't, obviously, either.
I
was born during the Euros.
During the Euros, yeah. Oh, shit.
But that is famous. England fans hold him to high regard because they didn't win the Euros, but they had that, like, Euros where they dreamt, you know, because they went on a great run. They had Gascoigne and they made the semis and all the rest.
Heard about it, for sure.
Yeah.
Heard about it.
And then, he of course, managed Australia and was very unlucky not to make a World Cup as well with Australia. So, a legend. Rest in peace to a legend of the game.
A lovely way to start.
Yeah, good way to kick it off. Born Offside, we're back.
We are back.
Plenty going on. We'll start with some local news. We have to start with the Sydney Derby.
You guys were there.
We were there.
What was the game like?
Yeah, firstly, why weren't you there?
I was working, man.
Just doesn't stop, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry, just doesn't stop.
You know, some days you got to work on a Saturday. You know, I got to pay the bills.
You know, I respect, because a lot of people say, you know, the Wanderers fans or the Sydney fans, they only turn up for derbies. You do the opposite. You go to the regular games, you don't go to derbies.
And I miss the derbies, man.
And you guys won.
And we won.
Yeah.
Happy about that, man. Mm. Shout out to the goal scorer. What's his name? He used to play the NPL. Apparently he's had a good, like, proper. That's what Zach for. He's had a trajectory of a career. I was reading about it.
Where was that a co-op banging in the MPL 2
a couple of years back?
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah,
and now he's scoring.
I saw a lot of the guys, like anyone who'd played Western Sydney and is overseas now, like everyone got behind him sharing the goal.
Yeah,
it was a really special moment.
It was, yeah, he took it well, like counter attack, took it very well, stayed calm, good finish.
Cut inside, great finish.
I think a draw would have been a fair result, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
But Wanderers were better, much better in the first half, and had, you know, disallowed goal, hit the bar. So I think all in all, you can't have too much wrong with the result. Can I just say, I was at the game.
Mm-hmm, okay. Atmosphere, you know.
Atmosphere was great.
Yeah, it was a good atmosphere. Was great. Bobby B bumping.
Yeah. Both sides were very good. I was there with Kat.
Mm.
Now, can I just confirm something? Kat's a Wanderers fan, bro.
Is she?
Kat is a Wanderers fan.
A closet Wanderers fan?
Bro.
Who are you cheering for? I thought you were like, Sydney FC.
And for a while, I've been getting this feeling because on the pod sometimes we talk about Sydney FC and I look her way and I'm like, you know, what do you think Sydney's doing? And she just like doesn't really give me
much.
Yeah,
she doesn't give enough.
I'm like, I don't think she's a fucking... Bro, I was at the game with her on the weekend. She's a Wanderer.
So you're cheering for the Wanderers.
Hear me out.
You can come over
and
to
this
the...
And this is one that I will
the
take...
The area has come out.
Side.
It's fair.
This is one that we might have to take out to the show, to socials, just to get perspective on.
Okay,
some opinions. But I was supporting Sydney FC a lot in high school. Mm. You know, 2012, 2013, I was really around it. But I feel like as I've gotten older, I identify less with the Sydney FC side of things and more so with the Western Sydney.
I'm hearing you, you weren't in school in 2013. What are you again changing? What are you?
2012,
huh?
Yeah.
Last year of school. Look at her trying to fucking change the
narrative. Don't worry, Kat, I'm hearing you. 2015, 16,
I was in high school.
I'm hearing you.
Anyway, that's definitely not the point I was making.
Yes.
I'm talking more so about I used to really go to these games, get around
it. Sydney FC, yeah.
Yes. And I just feel like I have evolved.
You identify,
to
more,
identify
with
more with this Western Sydney.
Why?
Changing from the east to the west is crazy.
Yeah, I will blame the affiliation between Roosters and Sydney FC, the fact that they share a home ground. Mm. I have a lot of trouble
What do the Wanderers have to do with your South Sydney Rabbitohs?
I'm talking about Sydney FC and Roosters being like hand in hand with each other.
Okay, but shouldn't that help?
Rabbitohs.
She's a Rabbitohs fan.
Oh, you're Rabbitohs. Yeah. Wait. Sydney FC and who?
And Roosters. They share a ground. Okay. It's just reasons.
Okay.
I can't explain it. And it's offside.
Yeah, onside or offside, switching from Sydney FC to the Wanderers. Let us know. I want to know that one.
It's an interesting one. A lot of people did that.
It.
A lot of people did that when the Wanderers came in. And like they got criticised for it because it was Sydney fans. Oh, but really? There was no other team in Sydney. And then the Wanderers came in and a lot of people that lived in the West just were like, okay, now I have a West team. Mm. Fuck Sydney.
Yeah.
And that I can kind of get.
Yeah. I don't really know how to explain it other than in the last 10 years, I just felt myself drawn towards the other side.
Fair enough. I'm surprised she didn't like leave the seat and just go join the RBB. She
was relaxed.
She was full red and black. And
it did look great.
It made me feel more blue. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, fuck this.
There's a lot of poetic license here too. I don't know what I was doing that was implying I was red and black to you.
Just like off your seat every time Wanderers had a chance.
Oh, shut up. No,
and, you know? And like.
Nah, Pixar didn't happen.
Basics. I was invited to the game by Sydney FC. We were in the members here. She was embarrassing me.
Oh, shut up.
Come on, Kat.
Yeah. I hope by now everyone knows he's embellishing this story.
I was like living life like a proper Sydney FC man. I had a seltzer with my mortadella.
It doesn't get more Sydney FC focaccia than a pistachio mozzarella focaccia.
Exactly right. Washed down with some champagne.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And another loss.
It was a lovely experience though.
Wanderers are top of the league now at the moment.
Yeah. Wanderers doing and Wellington are doing well as well. Big shout out to Wellington and Chiefy, my man, doing a great job down there. But yeah, Wanderers doing good. Unfortunately, Brandon Barella copped a big tackle and he could be out for the Asian Cup potentially. He's got a fracture in his foot. And that's not what you want, but it's what you expect in a derby. You expect those type of challenges.
Big heated tackles.
All in all, it was a good derby. I think for football would have been good if maybe a couple more goals, but it was a good one.
Yeah.
We had a couple of people writing in about a lot of people ripping into Sydney FC, Smurfs, blah, 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 you know. Thoughts on the derby. I think we went through that. There was also another controversial moment in the A-League. Perth and Brisbane, men and women, had to play on a Suncorp that was just fucking terrible. The pitch was.
Oh, really?
Why?
They've had a few concerts there.
Oh, here we go.
Who's in town? The weekend cancelled.
Post Malone, maybe.
Post Malone here? Is
I
he?
Think Post Malone, and then they had some Spilt Milk tour or something like that.
Oh, Spilt Milk. Yeah. But that's.
I don't know if that was at Brisbane.
What's producer Shad out? What? Robbie Williams, that's right. Robbie Williams was in town. Mm. Fair. I'm a big fan of Robbie.
Are you?
I like Robbie.
He's always scared me.
Why?
As a kid, I used to cry when he came on the
really?
TV.
Really?
The hell?
What's scary about Robbie Williams?
He scared me.
What?
Oh, okay.
That is peculiar.
Right.
So he obviously doesn't make me cry anymore.
Yeah,
but
it still scares you.
It reminds me of how I felt as a kid.
Yeah, it's just trauma.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Sorry, Robbie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, tore up the pitch and they had to play on it. And like both the men and women teams were complaining about it. Fair enough. Alan Stadish and Ross Aloisi are both going off about it. Mm. You know, you're trying to improve the product of the A-League and you're putting them on pitches like that. But that's what happens. You don't own the pitches. Like you said, Sydney share with Roosters. Like there's, you want to play in those stadiums?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you got to do all that shit and the government and all that. Mm. Thoughts of the active, Catalina Bolivar, thoughts on the active support from Saturday night. Which side impressed you more?
I mean, we were closer to the RBB,
yeah.
So we could hear more of that. Mm. But also, we missed the TIFO, like the massive.
Because we're getting our mortadella, pistachio, focaccia.
Yeah, we were a bit hungry. Yeah. But
it was
that good. That looked mad for Sydney FC.
Yeah, we had actually Luca Delaney. Was at the best pyro show and TIFO in A-League history. I still remember when the Wanderers had the moving dick. the moving dick into Arnie's mouth.
Whether you agree
with it or not, I haven't seen, I don't know, in the A-League, I haven't seen many other moving TIFOs.
It's creative.
It's very creative.
It is fun,
I don't necessarily condone, you know, the big cock in the mouth thing.
Yeah.
I mean, unless that's your thing.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's
not in a stadium.
Yeah, but it's.
That's funny, though.
The fact that it was moving was very impressive. Do you know what I mean? That's artistic expression. Yeah. I think, it was
very
great.
Very
you. Excuse me. The fuck is that supposed to be? It was great to see. I like when they get creative like that. But also, yeah, as you said, RBB were great as well. Xavier Moore, thoughts on Fabio Gomez for Sydney? Why is he not performing?
Gomsh.
Is this the one that you guys were supposed to bring in and like change the game?
Center forward, yeah.
Brazilian?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I think Sydney are struggling up to. I mean, I got a lot of love for our boy Lole.
Mm. Yeah, Joel Lole.
I think Lole like looks like the most dynamic.
Lole.
You got to say like Lole.
Lola
looks like the most dynamic going forward. He always, you know, he's always the one that looks like he's creating something Robbie Mack, I think, is a bit past it, with all due respect, and Fabio Gomes.
Nah, I think a lot of what we saw came from Lolly and what he was doing on the pitch.
And they missed Burgess when Burgess, you know, I think Burgess for me is a top player.
Loves a bit of Burgess.
Bondi Birdcamp?
Huh? Why are you...
What?
I'm just saying he loves a bit of Burgess.
Yeah, Max Burgess, great player. Yeah. Great player. Yeah, exactly.
He's acting weird, not me.
Anyway, it was good derby at the end of the day. Hopefully these crowds come back for the next game, not just the derby.
Yeah, not just the derby, man. It'd be good to get them consistently, but it's always hard, man. That derby has a lot of history behind it, so it makes sense why people go.
Let's go to some international Fuchi Bowl. Let's go over to the Prem.
Let's go over there.
Internationale.
What? That's, I love that. Internationale.
Internationale. Fucking me, Carisha.
What
so
a goal from Garnacho.
Oof, yeah.
Very nice.
People saying better than Rooney's goal.
Oh, is it better than Rooney's goal?
It's like the football curse, the way we've got to compare things, eh?
Yeah,
can't just both be amazing.
I am in love with Wayne Rooney's goal. Oh, yeah. I love Wayne Rooney as a player.
The fact that it was against City.
Well. The fact that it was against City, the year that it was in, it meant so much.
That whole era of United, it's just a different ball game.
But if you want to get technical, get technical.
It was probably better.
It came off Rooney's shin.
Yeah. But I'm saying Garnacho's was probably better.
For getting technical.
Like, technically speaking, it was a beautiful kick.
Technically, Garnacho's might have been a little bit better. They're both unbelievable and they're both United players, which hurts me. But regardless, unbelievable goal. Everton had 22 shots to United's 9.
Jeez.
Yikes.
And lost 3-0.
That's football, man.
It ain't about how many. It's about the quality.
About the quality, man.
Yeah. A lot of guys need to hear that.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah, I was just took the words right.
It ain't about how many. It's about the quality of them. Isn't that right, Kat?
Absolutely.
Preach for Kat.
I'm all about quality.
I'm all betting on quality.
Excuse me?
I'm betting on quality.
Oh, betting on quality, yep. Anyway, so great.
If you do that one more time.
Fantastic goal. Jai Bull, do you think the Premier League is heading for a massive scandal? The reason he's asking us this is because the Everton fans and the United fans in unison, it appeared, were all criticising the fact that they've been deducted their 10 points. Everyone wants justice for Manchester City, who have about 115 cases of some sort of financial shit.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
I don't know how this is going to go because, you know, the position that City are in at the moment, they're obviously one of the huge, biggest teams in the league, which is why, like you said, they've taken a while to implement it because they don't know how it's going to affect the league, per se.
Yeah, well, apparently Everton's punishment and Everton's problem, whatever they did, was a lot more straightforward. City's needs a lot more investigation. It's multiple counts. They probably also have a very expensive law team behind them. But
I think there would be a lot more obstacles.
Yeah, but still, you know, you do hope justice prevails, but it could also, it's smelling like it could be a Premier League conspiracy if they do get away with everything and win yet another league.
I did see something, there were helicopters flying, like kind of protesting images saying that they are completely corrupt.
Of course. I mean, 10 points is big for Everton. Imagine they go down this year and City escape everything, win another title. I don't know. But don't they take away from that bicycle kick? Unbelievable. Chris Erdenis, Wowza, Ratty Roller wrote in about it. Most of our comments and questions, not really questions, comments today were all about that. Crispy, is Garnacho's goal only being hyped because he's from United? Come on, bro.
It'd be hyped regardless.
It's a fucking amazing goal.
It's a great goal.
Yeah, it'd be hyped regardless. But obviously the fact is that United, more people
it means more
see
people
it.
Saw it.
That's
yeah.
all it means.
I just think the fact that it's in the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't think it matters.
Yeah, but
game.
United globally have the biggest fan base.
Yeah.
So if you score a goal like that for United, few more people might share it than if you play for Wolves.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it was poetic, the fact that he now becomes the youngest United player to score at Everton and he passes Rooney's record.
Huh.
And then he did
the bicycle kick. You know.
And he had the Ronaldo celebration.
And he's a Ronaldo. He's Argentinian, but Ronaldo's his favourite player. And the Argies don't like that.
It's all crossing. It's all
the Argies don't like that.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
You know, because he's torn between his United and his Argy allegiance. And he hit the
allegiance.
C celebration. Questionable. Liverpool City was a game and a half.
It was a good game. It was tough you
went
watch
down
at
to
times.
You were down at the casino watching that
I
one.
I was. Yeah. Decided to go and watch that one. I used to watch a lot of games at the casino. Don't do it so much anymore.
Yeah,
but
someone that doesn't like gambling goes to the casino.
Well, I've never put a bet on.
Interesting.
I go straight to the sports bar. And then I head out.
Fair enough. How was it? Good atmosphere?
Yeah, decent atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was just all Liverpool fans.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Like when City scored, it was just silent. It was my maybe one guy going, yeah, and that was it.
Yeah.
There was one guy just kicking up a stink over like any call that was against City. But like other than that, everything was red. It was great. It's
unbelievable football to watch.
It was great like, football. I mean, quality.
I'm not a Eurosnob at all. I think you should go watch A-League football for the atmosphere. Like the atmosphere on Saturday night was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was just brilliant. And the football was decent, but the atmosphere was top tier. And you're not going to get that on TV. You don't get a real feeling of that unless you go to a stadium. However, and this isn't any disrespect to the A-League or anything, but it's amazing when you watch a game of football. It could be A-League, could be anyone, could be any league. And then you watch Liverpool play City. It's not just watching the Premier League.
No.
Liverpool City
is always...
And the fucking standard is just... You're just
so high.
I couldn't go to sleep after it. I wasn't planning to watch Chelsea, but I couldn't go to sleep.
Because like,
I was just so amped.
You were so G'd.
The football just like made me G'd.
No, it's beautiful football. And I will say, as much as I support the local game and I watch it and all of that.
100%. It's
captivating when you can actually stand. I'm standing up at the casino for 100 minutes and I'm not feeling my legs at all, but I'm so focused on the football because the quality is that good. Man. And the thought crossed my mind so many times because I'd just come from the Sydney Derby.
Yeah.
Just how good it is.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Like the speed, City play out of everything.
So quick.
Bro, they play like Edison played at one point, he played this threaded pass. He found his centre mid in the middle. I think it was Bernardo Silva. Mm. And he just flicked it out to Doku and they've just counterattacked. It's like, and you're playing Liverpool press is like, it's a high press. It's a difficult press.
Very hard to get out of.
And they just play out of it. It's unbelievable. Still, Liverpool got a point. That's a great result for you guys.
No, it was.
That's a huge result.
People were roasting, on Twitter, they were roasting Doku.
What are they saying though?
How do you roast Doku? For me, it was best player.
They were basically saying he's one of them street footballers that has no end product. It's pretty much what they were saying. They were saying
he's techie, but it doesn't go anywhere.
The first thing he does is think of his highlight tape before his dribbles. Like they were going for him. And I'm like, I get it because as a winger, it's so hard because.
Yeah.
You do your.
People say the flair's going out of the game though.
And the flair comes in and they say no end product. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, it's Twitter.
I like it.
I was seeing other things. Obviously, I'm a Liverpool supporter. Mm. I loved Trent in that game. But I also know if I take the Liverpool
hat off,
he didn't have a great game defensively.
Oh, well, he got man of the match.
I wanted to throw to Claude to provide his perspective because he gets pretty riled up over this one.
Just because he bagged the goal at the end.
So Jonathan Spencer has written in, right? TAA turning up against the Big Six. That must be a trade-off for his defensive frailties. Okay, he scored a goal.
Yeah. Good finish.
Great goal. And honestly, great goal. Sexy boots, bro. His boots are gorgeous.
They're really nice.
They look good.
They released a video and they cast someone that looked like a young Trent telling his story. Yeah. It's a cool video.
That is proper Bex throwback, like Zidane. They're fucking Del Piero throwback.
They're unreal boots.
They're unbelievable. With the tongue, love it. Here for it. But... he got put on skates in the first goal by Aki. Then, for me, the whole game he was on skates by Doku. I get it. Doku's end product lacked a few times. But a minute before the goal, Doku's gone around him, crossed, and Alisson's pulled off a great save. Mm. And then they've gone down the other end. Don't get me wrong. Great finish. Great goal. Mm. But to give him man of the match...
it was a bit crazy.
I couldn't believe
it. Would we say that man of the match... it's not all about the football and a lot to do with the show? Like the showman qualities as well? Because, I mean, He was the showman in that game.
If you win 1-0, the person who scored the goal is getting man of the match.
100%.
Nothing else matters.
Okay, but it wasn't
1-0. No one watches the match. No one gives a shit about the match. If you score the only goal of a game, you get man of the match. In this case, 1-1 draw, you score the goal to salvage a point, you get man of the match automatically. Mm. Doesn't matter what you did for the other 90
minutes. It's true, especially if it's late in the game.
100%. Mm. It's just all people think of. And I'm pretty sure it's fan voted.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. The Premier League. What's it called? Budweiser Man of the Match? I think it's fan voter because you can vote it on the app.
Actually, I've seen that and I have voted before.
Yeah. And like, that's how Lionel Messi's Man of the Match every game he plays. Different.
Yeah.
Different sugo, different gravy we're talking.
Different sugo.
But look, Trent, no disrespect. I think he was great. Every time he rolled into midfield, he was really good on the ball. But I just think defensively, like, Doku looked like he had him every single time. I wouldn't give it to him personally, but what do I know?
Jeez,
that's true.
Darwin Nunes tried to fight Guardiola after the game.
That was wild.
Wait, what happened? I missed that.
It was after the handshake between two managers. Darwin Nunes went over to Pep and
they had to hold him back.
They had to hold him back. Really? Yeah.
Go for Pep.
Go for Pep.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I
want to know what he was saying.
Apparently he was pointing and he said, did you like that about the goal? Because do you remember last year? Do you remember when that whole thing happened when Pep
went over to Klopp and did the whole...
Well, no, there was something with Tsimikas on the sideline.
Yeah.
When he was shaking hands with Tsimikas and Arthur on the sideline. Mm-hmm. It was this whole thing. We spoke about it on the pod.
Yeah, I remember it. He was almost like boasting.
Yes.
But it was to the players like, yo.
Like he was patronizing them.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
And apparently it was payback for that. And Darwin's like pointing, going, did you see that goal? Like, did you like that one? Like, whatever. I don't know. Anyway. I like it. Again.
His Latino side really comes out in those moments.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I know, you know, Pep is...
Well, you did say to me randomly the other night, you were like, I love Darwin Núñez.
I wouldn't say love. I didn't say
love. Yeah, you did say love. That's a strong word. You said you love that guy.
I didn't say love.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. Just like apparently I was part of the RBB. He also said
I didn't say love.
Loved.
I said, I'm really starting to like him.
Not what you said.
I said I'm really starting to like him. He's raw. He just runs around like a headless chicken. You never know what he's going to do, but I think he's powerful, and especially after watching him play for Uruguay.
He's got the mongrel in him.
He's got something about him. He's not people. Oh, he's the next Suarez. He's definitely not. No. He's the next Cavani.
Yeah,
I could see that
because Cavani was like that. You know, give him 10 chances, he'll score one, but he'll give you a lot of effort.
He'll give you a show.
Give you a show. I do like him. Love, strong word. What I don't love is Chelsea at the moment.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on, man? I thought we were back. Turns out we weren't.
I'm going to say something.
Oh, no.
I think Reece James and Trent Alexander-Arnold are both heavily overrated.
Man.
Well,
Reece has injuries to blame as well.
I'm going to take off my Chelsea hat for
Reece
a second.
Also has injuries to blame.
Yeah, Reece's was a different trajectory because he's had some big injuries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trent... I don't know where we're going. We're going with that one.
Trent's phenomenal going forward. And Reece is pretty good going forward too.
Reece is.
They're both good. They're both good players.
You're going to talk about them defensively?
I think a lot of people said they're the two best right backs in the world.
That's what I'm saying. And I reckon we got way ahead of ourselves. And now looking back in it, we're like, they're probably both not going to reach the level that we thought they were going to reach as right backs. Trent might roll inside and become a centre mid.
Yeah.
Reece James might change to a wing back at some point.
In a back five.
But I don't think as a full back, they're going to be what everyone thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't know. Not doing it for me. The old, unfortunately, Chelsea are in this transition period. And on the weekend, it was particularly Reece James and Thiago Silva, which looked at fault for a lot of it, which are the two older players.
Yeah.
And that's where Chelsea are in this transition.
Reece James got a red card.
Red.
Thiago was at fault for the goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you know?
I mean, when you're that age and you're that experienced, you cannot be also, doing those things.
What's the name of it? 40, bro. I think it's time to maybe hang him. Great player. Great
we always
career.
Say that, and then he comes and delivers a sick performance. And we're like, nah, he's all right.
Yeah.
He's like the younger old guy. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't want to do that.
No, he
would have done it by now if that's what he wanted.
I just think, I just think Chelsea. I mean, if credit's Newcastle, they punished them. I don't think 4-1 tells the full story of the game. But Chelsea are just in this
Newcastle.
Well, look at Chelsea's season. They've actually not lost against the top four. They beat Tottenham. Which are now not top four, but they beat Tottenham, they drew to Arsenal, they drew to Liverpool, they drew to City.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good record. But they just keep losing everyone else.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
It doesn't stop with the top four, does it?
Anyway, I don't even want to talk about Chelsea. Spurs are in trouble.
Yeah, what's going on with Spurs?
What's going on?
I'm worried about Ange.
It was a great start. Can they keep it up?
10 matches unbeaten and then he loses 3 straight.
Happened. That's the Premier League. Highs to lows, man. It's life.
Gone by Christmas, some are saying.
Gone now.
Nah, there's no way. Some are saying that's just Claude's taking the piss.
No, there's no way. I love Ange. I'd hate to see it. I'm watching Ange twice in a week.
Actually, so you're going away.
I'm going.
You had to decide whether to go see your boys, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Or to go City, Tottenham.
I said.
And what did you pick?
I said, fuck that.
Onside or offside?
I'm going to watch City.
Onside or offside?
Claude's picking to see City against Spurs instead of Chelsea.
Well, because Chelsea...
In his current climate, probably onside.
Bro, last time I was there, I watched Chelsea at the Bridge. Antonio Conte was the manager. Hazard, Costa was amazing. It was an amazing day.
Mm.
We lost to Liverpool, but it was still amazing to see those guys. And we went on to win the league that year.
Mm.
And, you know, that was the last game I watched, competitive game I watched. Mm. Great. Now, you give me the option to go watch City, who are the best team in the world, against Tottenham.
Yeah.
Or go watch Chelsea potentially lose at the Bridge again, like they've been losing to low teams. Nah, bro. I was like, get me on that train to Manchester.
Yeah, no.
And then I'm watching Spurs West. I'm actually working the Spurs West Ham game.
Ooh.
London Derby at Tottenham Stadium.
What are you doing?
For Optus, yeah. I'm going to Kenilworth Road.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'll have to give you some food spots to go to before the games.
What's the place to eat in Luton? If you want to take a gal out in Luton.
No, you don't. It's not what we do. We take them out of Luton, we go to the nice area. That's cold. But if you're gonna there's a boss man chicken and chips that I can hook you up with.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's Jamaican little patty store in the town. I'll send you a couple.
Yeah, sick.
And then you can walk to the stadium.
Yeah, I need something to eat before the game.
Yeah, there'll be like lots of
Tuesday
spots.
Night game.
Are you looking Arsenal. To take a gal out in Luton?
No, I'm working. Jesus. I'll be with a videographer.
Oh,
I'll be working.
You
that
just
game.
Thought maybe a little romantic.
Have they got, your dinner access and stuff?
I'll be working that game. Yeah, apparently. I don't know. I'm going. Most games I'm going to, I'm just going to as a fan. I'm going to watch Millwall on Saturday.
Oh, fuck, I'll be mad.
At the Den. Apparently, it's rough.
Sunderland.
Yeah, you be careful, man.
Millwall, Sunderland. Yeah.
Street.
I'm going from Millwall at the Den to City at the Etihad in 24 hours.
Jeez,
it's just. Yeah. I want to see the two spectrum. No, and then I'm going to Italy.
That's it.
And watch some Serie A.
Get Unreal. Some born offside content, man.
Yeah, bro. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Juve at Napoli.
That's real nice.
You're taking over.
And then I'm going to the San Siro. So I'm very excited.
That's
so you
very
guys will be
exciting.
Without me for two episodes.
Yeah, but, that's cool. We got it covered.
You know, I'll be sending you whatever you want. Let me know. I'll FaceTime you from there.
It'll be mad. We'll
I can't
love,
wait.
Love that.
But to see how Tottenham bounce back, because a 2-1 loss to Aston Villa. Credit to Villa. Not enough people are talking about Villa.
Yeah, no. I feel like Villa are flying under the radar, but they're actually like solid.
What a side.
Like...
And Ollie Watkins.
Not enough people are talking about
it. And Ollie Watkins, I saw on the highlights this morning that
hosted by
after Haaland, he scored the most goals this season,
right? 15 goals. 15 goals in all competitions. Really good. He's unlucky that Harry Kane is Harry Kane. Otherwise, he'd be leading the line for England.
He'd be in there.
Great forward.
Speaking of Harry Kane, he's just unreal, isn't he?
Just scores every game.
Bundesliga.
I'm telling you, what did I say? I think Harry Kane's going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Write it down, chop it up.
I said it.
You could.
I said it.
You did say it.
Because everyone's talking about the new young blood. Bro, this guy's been doing it for years and now he's at a club that actually wins. Watch.
It's true.
Watch. I reckon he does something. And I think Bayern, I don't condone betting, but they could be a smoky
for the Champions League.
I don't even know that we're saying they're a smoky, but I just think people think City have automatically won it.
Yeah.
I think Bayern Munich. And imagine Kane against City. That's his moment.
Yeah.
That'll be a great game.
Yeah, I just think Bayern have got something. But anyway, and they have to actually work for their Bundesliga this year, which is usually, if you look at their performance in Champions League, they usually do better when they're in a title race.
Mm.
When they wrap the title up 10 weeks before, they bomb in the Champions League.
Because they're not used to competitive games.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know? Like when City and Liverpool were fighting for the title, go all the way to the Champions League final. Anyway, I digress. Brazil are facing point deductions in their World Cup qualifying.
What have they done?
You saw the shit that happened.
Of course.
What happened?
Argentina?
Yeah, there was
crowd trouble.
Beefing and
a lot of beefing.
People punching police batons and all sorts.
There were some serious batons.
What was going on?
They were big. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
Brazil.
Yeah, what happened? Is that always Brazilian Argentina? Like, what? Did I miss that? Anyway. Oh, God. So what happened?
Cat's getting dirty over there.
No,
man.
I'm not.
No comment.
I said, did you see the battens? They were big. And she's like, well, it's Brazil. What? God. The fuck is that?
Have you seen the stats on the violence in Brazil?
Yeah.
Come back to me.
What type of violence?
Violence.
Just
street violence and things like that.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be high.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go look at the stats and then we'll talk.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
You looked fucked. They should have points deducted. You see, Emi Martinez tried to jump in there and punch a police officer. Love him.
Emi's got that.
He's a cooked unit.
Unit.
He does have a screw loose.
Because you know when they say that keepers are a little...
All of them.
Cooked?
No doubt.
Emi Martinez is the definition of that.
Fried turkey, isn't he? Yeah. Enjoy him. Great keeper, though.
I love when Shams laughs.
Yeah, he made a stunning save in that. Was it on Son? He made a stunning save in the Tottenham game today. Son scored a hat-trick of offside goals today.
Oh, wow.
That's how I used to play.
That's depressing.
That hurts, eh?
That is depressing.
That you've got offside written on your crotch. You copied my shorts today.
I did.
Yeah,
they're great shorts. I love this brand. Offside FC. Thank you for sending them.
You got the Argentina ones. You know, from heavyweights, from Brazil versus Argentina to Papua New Guinea versus Tuvalu. Mm. Right?
Is that World Cup qualifier?
A couple hundred places down the FIFA world rankings.
Yeah.
No, they're playing the Pacific Games at the moment.
Fuck is that?
It's like the Olympics
yeah.
for the Pacific Nations.
In football.
In everything. They're doing everything. It's in Solomon Islands.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the Pacific Games.
Where can we catch that?
SBS is showing it.
SBS. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I need to trust SBS for all that.
I need to look up some of that. There'll be some funny clips going on.
It's great vibes,
look,
bro.
I need to look around in that.
The vibes are so high because you think about it, a lot of these people don't have a chance of winning an Olympic gold. So Pacific Games is like their moment.
Their thing.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, the football's...
It's their stage.
Yeah, it's their stage. The football's been crazy, right? Because you know the weather's fucked over there, you know, in the Pacific Islands and shit. So one of the teams, Tuvalu, got hammered by Vanuatu. Right. And then they were playing Papua New Guinea, but their flight got delayed because of like a fucking cyclone or some shit. So Papua New Guinea got given a 3-0 win, but they didn't want the 3-0 win. They wanted to play them and hammer them by like 10 goals.
So then what did they do?
So they only won 3-0, so they came second and they didn't progress on goal difference.
You would be pissed.
They were spewing because they're like, if we play them, we're going to smack them.
We would have smacked them some more than 3-0.
You got to check out some of the score lines in the Pacific games.
Really?
Like cricket scores. Enjoy it. I'm just glad they're playing more football in that part of the world.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Know?
Anyway, speaking of odd parts, but Saudi Arabia.
Yes, of course.
You know,
we know all about Saudi.
We wouldn't talk much about it five years ago.
I feel like we have a Saudi segment every week now.
Well, you have to.
Can't miss it.
You can't miss the Saudi League. Ronaldo scores again. He's on fire. They unveiled a new statue. He's opening a museum there in Saudi Arabia, right?
Ronaldo is?
It looks like
that doesn't even, what the hell?
It looks
even look like him.
It looks kind of like a young Ronaldo, but in an Al Nassr jersey.
Oh, goodness me.
A lot of people are saying it looks like Tom Brady.
He looks like Fernando Torres.
Torres?
That does not look like Torres. Ronaldo, man.
He's like got red hair.
He kind of looks like Torres meets Tom Brady
in
an Al Nassr jersey. What's with like people can't make statues and shit?
What's with the statues in the first place?
Like, it's 2023.
Are statues weird in a way?
I think so.
Would you like a statue of yourself?
Nah. Because it's almost like a godlike figure.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you know, that's against, I don't know.
This looks more like a wax figure, to be fair.
Yeah, like if it's you know, Madame Tussauds, that's fine.
Okay.
But if this
You don't like the whole bronze statue thing?
I think it's weird when it's before that person
has died.
Yeah. And I know that sounds weird because
I agree with that.
So like the Thierry Henry statue at the front of the Emirates. Weird.
I think you can do a lot to commemorate a player
without building
a statue. I think it's the religious
probably
thing.
The religion in me.
There's an element of it that's
idolizing
that's
someone.
That's what I'm saying.
But when they die, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. For me personally.
Okay. Because then you can go pay your respects or something to that.
Statue. Yeah, it's more about paying respects. If they're alive, if they're still playing football, why we got a statue?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So like if Liverpool were to put a statue of Gerrard outside Anfield.
No, I'd find that weird.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It'd be interesting to get people's thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Statues, offside. I genuinely
want to know what people think about
statues
that.
Statues offside. That's a big one. That's interesting. This man could potentially have a statue for a lot of reasons. Sergio Ramos.
His statue is actually a red flag.
I know. Well, yeah, exactly.
Red card.
I know you're a big fan of him. Sergio.
What's he doing now?
Well, he got two red cards in a minute.
Two reds? How can you get two reds?
Two reds.
Well,
that's a crit. Wait, what? That's against rules.
It's a
regulations.
Yeah. He's having a conniption over there. Yeah. What happened was
Sergio Ramos, down 2-1, sliding tackle. He's already on a yellow. He gets a second yellow and gets sent off.
Yes. So he's off.
He complains. Go have a look at it. I won the ball. Go have a look at VAR. Referee goes, okay, having a look. Goes and has a look at it. Comes back. Takes rid of his yellow and turns it into a straight red.
Fuck. No, that's hilarious. That's so good. That is so good. He was like, you know what? Nah, that was actually worse than I thought. See you later, mate. Ah, Jesus. That's when it works against you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's when it works against you.
Jay's VAR.
And if you get a straight, that might be better for him in terms of suspension.
Nah.
It is.
No, two yellows only one game.
Two yellows is one game, but straight red.
Straight red could be anything. It's
on the severity of the tackle. Yeah. They'll make a call.
They'll make a call now. Whereas the two yellows would have just been one game.
One game, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there used to be a thing. What was that thing in the Champions League that Mourinho did? Where he needed black players to get a yellow card. What was that? Do you remember?
So that was in the second last game of the group stage.
Yeah.
He made his players get the suspension to miss the last group stage.
Ah, that was it.
Instead of getting a yellow then and missing a knockout.
Yeah, that was it. That's the one.
That's football.
We've talked about this before. Football. You have to time your yellows so that you can get a good weekend off.
100%. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're a semi-pro player, you time your yellows with a big weekend.
Perfect, when there's a big weekend with the lads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Oh, got my fifth yellow. Sorry, gaffer. Everyone's done it before. Let's be real. 29th red card for Sergio Ramos.
I can't believe that.
La Liga.
I struggle to believe how he's one of the best defenders in the world, but he's picked up one of the like the most red cards.
So my
how does that work?
My gaffer, who you don't have a great relationship with. My gaffer, who used to be your gaffer, he was at the game. He's in Spain at the moment for work or whatever. I don't know. He was at the game and he sent me a thing because obviously I'm a centre half as well. So he sent me a thing of Ramos and he was like, you can't tell me this guy's in the top 10 centre backs when he gets red carded every week. And I think Ramos is a phenomenal player.
He is, but he like he's.
But does that taint his legacy?
I don't think so because it's almost like the Ramos era. It's almost like the aura or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
So you think the red cards add to his...
Yeah.
But can you be top five centre back of all time if you've had 29 red cards?
You can't.
That's the question, though, isn't it? It's perspective.
Because you look.
You could view it as though that's his it? Like his dedication to his job is that he.
But
he's does.
If you get red carded, you're doing
like
your
that.
Job wrong.
Yes,
yeah, that's
exactly.
True.
What was it? Who said? I think it's Nesta said, "If you've made a tackle,
Maldini. Yeah,
was it Maldini? He said, if you made a tackle, you're already late." You've already made the wrong decision.
Damn, he's just always late.
He's just always late, you know what I mean?
But then it's like, you know, clutch moments, like Ramos single-handedly won them La Decima. Yeah. You know, we're back to the trend.
Well, it's that, it's the
goals.
Balance. And exactly. Mm. It's the, all those moments, do they make up for each red card?
You know?
To the point
if
where-
If we looked at his 29 reds and you said, you know, five of them were in fucking major finals or whatever, but if you're copping a red against Sociedad-
Yeah, he doesn't do it when it's like Champions League final.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, nobody pushes the limit.
He does
still.
Push the limit.
It's like you can you're see that.
Salah's shoulder.
We all remember.
Don't
that
bring
Salah
that one. Yeah. Speaking of moments in football history, I'd change.
You change exactly right. I mean, no doubt Ramos will go down a legend, and he'll be back in a couple of weeks. He'll be sweet. Now, producer Shabs threw in a little fun game for us.
Oh, let's go.
Threw in a little fun game. He's called this one "Keep or Cut."
Uh-huh.
We've all thought about that sometimes in relationships.
Yeah, many times.
Do we stay? Do you know? Do we see it out or do we cut it off?
You cut it.
You always cut it?
If you're thinking about whether or not you need to cut it, you should probably cut it.
You need to cut it.
You need to cut it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I heard Tom Hardy telling a story about that, you know?
Yeah.
He was talking about someone in his life that he was seeing and he was, and then the advice that he got was about the guy that was stuck between a mountain. You know, the guy that was stuck between the...
Yeah.
And he had to cut his own...
127 hours.
Exactly.
James Franco.
So sometimes you've got to cut a piece of yourself.
And leave it. Break free.
Anyway.
Break free.
We're not getting that
That's
deep.
Actually crazy, deep though, one. That he cut his arm off.
Yeah, insane. We're not doing that. We're just going to cut or keep five. You're going to cut five, keep five.
Okay. Yep.
And they're all different additions. Producer Shabs has put these together. The first one, strikers.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out.
Hear me.
Suarez, Lewandowski, Kane, Torres, Ibrahimovic, Eto, Rooney, Drogba, Benzema, Aguero.
Who are we cutting?
And who we cutting? Who we keeping?
Fucking hell!
So who's non-negotiable keep?
For me,
non-negotiable keep.
Suarez, you got to keep.
You're a Liverpool fan though, but no, I agree.
I think it's Suarez. Suarez.
Suarez.
You
got to keep Suarez.
Suarez
gotta
keep, is the best player of that generation.
You got to keep. Who else is on there?
You gonna read these?
I will say cut off the top.
Yeah,
Ibrahimovic.
Oh shit!
And I say that because. There are more skillful players on that list. What? There's more skillful players on that list. I think Ibrahimovic is very much like his whole vibe for his whole career was a lot. Mm. But I think on a skill level, you could cut him.
That's a tough one because Ibra in his peak was a mess. He shouldn't be doing what he was doing.
Okay. Well, then let's go through.
I like it. I like that you've just gone out there and said that. I'll cut Torres.
I'd cut Torres. I will agree with that.
Torres needs to be cut.
I'd cut Torres. Yeah, Torres
fuck,
is done.
This is hard, bro.
So who we still got?
So Suarez is in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Torres has been cut. We've still got Lewandowski, Kane, Zlatan, close to being cut. Eto, Rooney, Drogba, Benzema, Aguero.
Let's cut Eto.
I was gonna say
cut Samuel Eto.
Yeah, the African side of me is screaming out saying keep him, but
keep Drogba. Keep Drogba
over Drogba.
For me personally, I would.
But that's sorry, Drogba over Eto.
Yeah, I'll go Drogba over Eto, but that's
also.
Recency bias. That's probably recency bias. Because Eto, when he was at Barca, unmatched. His goal to game ratio is disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. Eto's my issue is that Drogba, for me, was part of the reason I fell in love with football. Like, his the way he played.
He was clutch, wasn't he? Does Rooney make the top five here?
I don't think Rooney. Oh, fucking hell, I can't even utter those words. This is a tough one.
I hate this game.
Yeah, this is too hard, Chabsy.
I think I'd cut Lewandowski.
Would you rather keep Kane and cut Lewandowski?
I was thinking of cutting Kane and Lewandowski.
Kane's got to be in top five. Are you mad?
I would have kept Kane.
He has to be top five.
But then I said cut Ibra, so I think I've lost all credibility.
I think my five are going to just go out on
a
whim.
Yeah, say your five.
I think my five would be Luis Suarez, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Samuel Eto'o, Wayne Rooney, and Karim Benzema. And I'd leave out Lewandowski, Kane, Torres, Drogba, and Aguero.
Aguero. I don't even know. Oh, shit. No, I can't do this. This is too hard. I want to know the crowds.
I know. We need to put
this up. Yeah, I want to know in the comments.
We need to put this up.
Who you cutting? Who you putting in? Because I'm actually lost.
And the only reason I put Eto'o over Drogba is just like I think he was 4-time African Player of the Year. Yeah. And he just like.
He was definitely the best African player to come out around that time.
He's so dynamic. And he did everything for Barca. And then he went to Inter and won the Champions League as well against all odds. And then even at his old age, he was doing it. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's my five.
But like,
you have to just sometimes.
It's so hard to not be biased. Mm. It's so hard to not think back to what you've seen and what you know about them, and you have like favorites.
Yeah, it's true. That's why
I can objectively take my hat off and cut Torres because I know he's not the best
cut
on that
Torres,
list.
You've said cut Eto'o, you've cut Ibrahimovic, and then you need to still cut.
So I probably I would keep Benzema.
Benzema, yeah, Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or. So I'd have Benzema, Suarez. I'd have
Lewandowski, Kane.
Kane, probably. Kane, three. I'd keep.
Aguero, Drogba. You said Drogba.
Drogba and Aguero, probably.
And Aguero. Interesting. Yeah. It's tough. We've got to submit ours because it's hard to remember the 10 names.
Yeah, it's hard.
I think, you know, producer Shabs needs to be getting these up on a screen or something. It's
hard to remember.
Shabs, these next ones are going to be too hard. These are going to be too hard.
What's the next one?
Stadiums. I don't think we could do that one.
No, stadiums.
I don't think we can do that one.
Stadium.
Hold on, I might come back to it. This is easy, I think. Brands.
Brands.
Oh, okay.
Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, Kappa, Puma, Lotto, Umbro, New Balance, Hummel, and Castore.
Keep five?
Keep five.
What the fuck what was the fourth one?
Exactly.
It's got to be Nike, Adidas.
That's just
Puma.
Puma, you got to keep.
I'd keep Kappa.
Yeah, I'd keep Kappa because it's just
classic
football.
And then you're left with Mizuno, Lotto, Umbro, New Balance, Hummel, Castore.
I got a New Balance in there.
New Balance?
For the fifth one.
Yeah.
For me. I love a bit of New Balance.
I'm rocking Mizuno.
What's Mizuno?
Mizuno is all the Japanese players you ever played.
Yeah, it's all Mizuno.
They're like top-end Japanese brand. Oh. And when you order like the made-in-Japan Mizunos, it comes with an origami made in the box.
Do you know what? I think I agree with you for the sake of like...
You ever worn Mizunos?
No, I haven't worn
Sex
them.
On your feet.
Well, really? There you go.
Sex on your feet.
Really?
Boah, imagine two people making love on your foot.
That's a great market. I might have to grab a pair.
That's what it feels like.
Jeez.
Brought to you by Mizuno.
Arigato. What have you put managers here, Shabs? Jeez, you want to kill us today.
He wants other people to kill us.
Mourinho.
Keep.
Pep.
Keep.
Fergie.
Keep.
Wenger. Ancelotti.
Wenger.
Klopp. Zidane. Vicente del Bosque. Cruyff. Mancini. That's the ones that he's put together.
It's 10.
For me, the first three you got to keep.
What was that? Pep, Mourinho.
Mourinho, Pep and Fergie.
I just love Mourinho. There's no way I'm cutting him.
I agree.
Cruyff's got to go in there.
Cruyff?
Because without Cruyff, there is no Pep.
That's a great point.
So he's definitely in there.
Does Zidane get in there when he really only managed for 3 years?
Yeah, no, Zidane. No.
He won three Champions Leagues.
Yeah. It's not enough for me.
It's the quality over quantity thing, though.
Yeah, well, in that case, you'd put him in. But then he's been missing for too long.
Yeah, Zidane's not in there for me. Not greatest top five managers.
That's like
of all
playing
time.
Your mate once in FIFA, you win and then you just never play him.
Yeah.
I'd do that, though. I would be that petty, though. I'd be I'm going to beat you once and I'm never playing you again.
I think Klopp.
Klopp?
Nah, Ancelotti.
Top five?
Ancelotti.
Ancelotti, yeah.
Yeah.
That's mine.
And Wenger misses out.
I think Wenger misses out.
Ancelotti. So Mourinho, Pep, Fergie, Ancelotti, Cruyff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreeing on that one.
Yeah, that was actually easier.
I mean, like, yeah, the Cruyff one's been, but I, you know, I mean, fair play. I get where you're coming from with that, so I see it. We're going to leave stadiums for next time, Shabs, because I've got to keep, you know, you think Olan's going to follow me on 10 stadiums?
Well, it's hard enough for 10 fucking coaches and players.
Estadio, this is what he wrote, Estadio Monumental, Anfield, Azteca, Giuseppe Meazza, Allianz Arena, the Maracanã. Ultra, you've already lost me. Yeah, there's no way.
The Maracanã.
But that was a tough exercise, was a good Shabs. One. I love Shabs' games. It's great to see.
Me too.
Before we wrap this up, I actually wanted to say, Olan, you put up something on your close friends the other day.
What I put?
Oh, no.
It's the reason why it's close friends. Why are we bringing it up? What the fuck is going on here?
There should be a rule against bringing up close friends stories.
I'm not saying exactly what it was. Yeah, I'm not saying exactly what it was. But you put up, it was a notes screenshot of when you got to Australia, your goals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a goal in there, which I was like, I didn't know that was one of your goals.
What was it?
Model.
Was it model? Yeah.
So you wanted a modelling career?
Nah, not really a modelling career. Here and there, if I could.
No, I'm pretty sure that you said you wanted to be making like $200 a week or something.
It was like two grand a week.
Fair play, bro. I ain't laughing.
Yeah.
I think I've seen you at that JD Sports.
Yeah, you got to manifest it.
Yeah.
The thing that's funny about that list is I look back on it, I was like, fuck me. Like, I manifested most of the things that.
Yeah. That's wild.
Exactly. That you have to, right? There, so. They say manifesting is a huge part of what you got to do. Yeah. The reason why I'm bringing up modeling is because Phil Foden, he's not modeling shit, but his son.
Oh, really? He's like the face of Man City, though.
Yeah. Elway, they call him, right?
They love him.
Ronnie Foden has signed a modelling contract.
What a cutie.
At 4 years old.
Oh, my God. Right. For who?
He's part of Propel Talent Group,
right?
And they reckon people in Propel Talent Group, no one does a post for less than £10,000 a post.
Jeez.
But they're saying he will be a lot more because he has 4 million followers.
Oh, my God.
And he's 4 years old.
Oh, my Lord. That's dangerous, man. That's so dangerous.
Onside or offside?
That's so dangerous.
You think it's offside to give a four-year-old this type of?
It's just because, like the trajectory, you don't know like what path he's gonna go on.
When he hits 9, when he hits 10, when he hits 11.
I just see it as so much pressure.
It's so much.
That's
pressure.
All I see it as. That's, you know, I like kids just to fucking be kids. You know.
It's true.
It's hard. But
because alternatively, he could have his whole life. I mean, already he would be sorted from his dad. But he could sort his whole life out
by the time he's
before he even becomes an adult. Yeah. He's already made enough money to plan his whole life out, make investments.
Yeah.
But he could also become addicted. I
just feel like that fucks you up so bad.
His dad being an athlete might keep.
Maybe him. I think it's just interesting, right? Because there are so many athletes at Phil Foden's level who are so private about their kids, never show them, and then you get this. Like the contrast of having an account dedicated to your kids, sharing things. Everyone knows what they look like.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Ronaldo could have done this with any of his kids.
Yeah.
I think it's such an interesting – I look at it more so from the parents' perspective. Mm. Like when you know what people are like, the fact that you're giving your kid a stage like that so young, like what are you intending for them?
But I also think it's because Foden's like – he's a Stockport kid, right? So he's – his family, all of his friends, they all live in City. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like a City through and through boy. Yeah. You know, I also feel, you know what I mean? Like, Ronaldo's moving around. He's everywhere. But I feel like Foden's like, that's his home.
Yeah.
So he feels more protected in sort of sharing more stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I still think it's a lot to subject your child to like that much exposure.
I think the same thing with like kids on TikTok and all that sort of shit.
This kid is 4 and has 4 million followers and a modeling contract. He is not even in school yet. So he's going to go into kindergarten, literally a multimillionaire celebrity.
Yeah. But you know what? The funny thing is, he will probably be very humbled in school though, because kids that age are not going to know who he is. He's like, older people will know who he is.
You have like the kid's parents asking him for an autograph.
Yeah,
like,
oh my God, so weird.
It's just strange.
I just find it interesting how you get such a difference between people of that level and what they're willing to do and share about their kids.
It is freaky. Wild. It is absolutely freaky. But anyway,
would you do that if you guys had a baby in the next year? Would you share them?
I'm 29. I could probably easily have 4 kids.
You ready to be a dad?
I think so.
But would you be public about what your kid looks like?
I think you are
like?
Ready to be a dad as well.
Probably am, yeah. Probably.
I can see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
My question is, would you be public about your kids, what they look like?
Depends on my missus.
But how do you feel about sharing what you're... Because you've been in relationships and haven't shared what your person looks like.
What about if your kid comes out with like a melon, like Paris Hilton's kid? I think he might have a problem. Does he have a problem?
Like, I don't know.
Does he have a problem?
I genuinely don't know.
He looks like a Megamind. But that's all right. I mean, he's still cute. Got a proper melon.
Yeah, me personally, it would depend on a lot of things. I think I'd be more showing them without showing their face if, like, I was going to make content. No, that's what I do with my mum. Like, I don't show her face, but you can hear her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I do.
It's just crazy because you really have to think about that these days, I feel. Like, you've got to be careful what you put out in the world.
For sure.
It's true, I think it depends on the
especially
level
with
of fame.
Children and kids, Mike, you have to be very, very careful.
Yeah, it depends on the level of fame. It's crazy shit.
That's why my mind goes straight there with Phil Foden's kid.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
It is a lot, but, you know, he's making bank. Hopefully it turns out well for him. Last thing I want to end on is just a random fan question. I saw 15Jared08. Would you guys come down to Melbourne and do an episode of the pod?
Oh.
Wow.
It's like he knows what we were trying to
Funny
do
you say
a couple
that.
Of weeks ago.
We were about to do that a couple of weeks ago. We didn't, but we will do that very, very soon. But
I reckon we should do it for the launch of... Oh, no, that's probably too far. I was going to say the launch of the second division would be nice to go down and chat to them clubs maybe.
That'd be cool.
They'd probably be more open
to it.
Like, it'd be cool to do something.
They'll cover like
an
Preston Lions along with, you know, Avondale.
Oh, no.
You three, know what I mean? It'd be good to
come. Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. We could do a bit of a deep dive into each of those clubs and what it means for them.
We'll come down.
Yeah.
We'll come down for sure.
Send us messages, though. Like, if you're from Melbourne and you want us there, let us know. Because the more we know that people want us there, the easier it is for us to go.
So many football creators in Melbourne as well. We'll definitely do it. We'll definitely come down. What I did want to say, though, you guys, I mean, I'm off to Europe, but you guys...
On Thursday.
We're somewhere this weekend.
We're going to Sneakerland. Yeah. So Sneakerland is a streetwear... Obviously, it's about sneakers. It's a big convention that's happening on Saturday at Carriage Works. And we're going to do an episode from there. We've got Nick Stubbs sitting in for Claude's.
Right.
And so we're going to be there. It'll be very interactive if you do come.
Fans definitely can jump on the pod.
Fans for the first time can jump on the poddy and ask questions and
just
give your feelings and your emotions or what you feel about Australian football, what you feel about, you know, anything, any topics we're going to chat about.
Yeah.
So. It'd be good to give you guys a voice.
This is wild takes.
All that tech is Vox Pops meets Born Offside episode.
Pretty much. Yeah. So if you've got something to say and you want to hop on the poddy,
come say hello.
I've heard a rumour we've got sick prizes we're giving away
on the
day. Yes.
So Western Sydney Wanderers have provided some fun things for us to give away throughout the day. So if you end up chatting with us, I'm sure... you'll probably get one of them.
Sick. All right, there you go. Sneakerland, check it out. I'm spewing, I missed that, but I'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay.
I'll be okay. But I will be tuning in. I'm buzzing to see some of these wild takes that people say on the pod. If you think we're crazy, I want crazier. You know, I want to see some funny shit.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I think that's enough. I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
You guys will be holding the fort down. Special episode of Sneakerland, plus a couple Mondays without me. We've got some big guests coming in.
Yeah.
We won't say too much. Some heavy hitters coming in.
Can't wait.
And,
it's in the works.
See you guys soon.
See you very soon.
You know what to do. Socials. 5 stars only if you're going to rate it. Make sure it's 5 star.
Bye, guys.
Like an Uber driver. Adios.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.